and sores. If you have one of those raised sores that is extremely sore, has a hard center in it. What would you call a fluid in that?
Would it be a pus or matter?
And you'd say you can recognize those because the skin around them is
irritated or red or swelled.
And if a horse scratches himself on barbed wire or something, you say you have to do something to the
place, or the wound.
And it may begin to heal and then get that old angry red.
Proud place.
What would you put on that?
Bird powdered alum.
That's good stuff, isn't it? I remember when I was a kid, I had an ingrown toenail of all things. And it gave me, a devil of a time. And we got some alum, put it in the frying pan, heated it up. Gee whiz, that felt good.
Yeah, we used to use that some. I don't know if it did any good or not, but we did in Proud Place, you know. Or
I liked it. when someone dies, what would you say? Someone would say, well, where's George? You'd say, well,
passed away.
And if somebody wants to find out what happened, if you want to find out what happened, what would you say? Can you tell me what he
died with, or what was the cause of his death?
And then the body is taken to the undertaker, and it's embalmed and put in a
casket.
And then they go to a service. This is called the
funeral service.
Then the body is taken to the
graveyard or cemetery.
And the widow may wear black to show that she's
in mourning.
And she may be apprehensive about the future, and somebody will say, everything will be all right, so just don't
worry.
I think we were talking about diseases a while back. What do you call that one where your joints get sore?
Arthritis or pleurisy or...
What did your dad have any trouble with that, or your grandfather?
He had, dad had a little bit of rheumatism.
Was that in any special place?
Well, I remember, I think it was in his legs probably.
Did children around here ever have trouble with that disease where a membrane forms in the throat?
Scarlet fever, scarlatina, or...
Well, this one, I guess, is something that has to do with the throat or the lungs.
Diphtheria?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, I think these two children died over on this place where Bill lived, their first two children.
Right.
I think that's right.
Boy, I bet that's really a blow.
It used to be. It wouldn't be too much of a trick now, I don't think, the doctors and all, but back in them days, they can take care of one child died one day and one the next. Of course, they didn't name the hospitals or anything there. They just cared for him over in the house.
Did they have a doctor?
Oh, they had a doctor, but then them days, they didn't know all these cures.
Now they have inoculations against
them. Oh, yeah, and they take them to a hospital where they can watch them all the time, and necessarily they give them oxygen and all this, that, and the other one. It's different.
What did they call that disease where the patient turned yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
Do they have that around here?
No, we're not bothered that in here.
Good.
That's mostly in the, wetter climate, I think.
How about that one where you have a sharp pain right here in your right side?
Appendicitis.
Did they call that anything special when you were younger?
No, it's been appendicitis for as back as I can remember.
And if someone eats something that doesn't agree with him, and
they have indigestion.
Well, let's say it's worse than that.
Bellyache. Acute indigestion.
Let's say he doesn't know if it's going to stay there or not. You say he's... Somebody said, do you feel all right? You say, no, I'm a little bit...
About to throw up, but that's not what you call it. Vomit? what is that name?
I'm a throw up fellow myself.
Yeah,
I grew up with throw up and vomit.
Yeah, vomit and throw up, but there's another name they've got for that they say.
Heave? Puke?
Well, that's what we would say.